It's the Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals. How would you like to have Disneyland to yourself with a limited number of other guests, basically? Very small, no lines for rides, and also have some extras? I'd love it.
I'm so in. Sorry.
I'm Becca from This Crazy Adventure Called Life.
And I'm Jessica from The Happiest Blog on Earth.
Okay, we kept you waiting last week. We hinted at these After Dark events and we went over in time. Today we're going to cover the After Dark events that were announced for Disneyland Resort for 2024. So I'm excited about this, Jessica. I actually have more I want to go to than I thought I would.
Ooh, yes. More places to spend our money. And so let's first talk about that. Money and tickets. Yeah.
Okay, so what is a Disney After Dark event? It is like it sounds. It's after dark. It's in the night. The night, N-I-T-E. They're called like Sweethearts Nights and things like that. But basically, you pay a set amount of money for a ticket to this event. Disneyland closes early that night, and then they have a party for the guests that bought this ticket. And so before you start saying they're kicking me out of the park and other people get to stay in, they are not. The park actually closes early at like 8 or 9 that
those
night.
Times of year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for yeah. those nights. And so you are whatever, anybody that buys a regular park ticket, that's the time it closes. And a lot of these are held during a time that's a lot less busy anyway. So the park would have closed 8, maybe 10 if you were lucky, you know, it wouldn't have been open super late. So you pay an extra amount, you get these tickets, and you get to go in and experience some unique stuff. You get to have fewer lines for attractions, and you can dress up, which is kind of fun for them, but it is an extra amount. It usually ranges around $120 to $200 depending on the event and the date. So we're going to talk about the ones they just announced, but actually by the time you guys are seeing this, some of the tickets have already gone on sale and maybe sold out. We don't know because we're recording this early. So we just want you to know though that this gives you an idea of what to plan for when the next set goes on sale. Jessica, so After Dark events, we're starting off strong with the return of one that is a favorite for a lot of people. But it used to only happen 2 or 3 times in that season. And we're getting like a ton of them. What is it?
Yeah. So last year was actually 6.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. At least that I had noted. But this year is going to be 8 different nights for Sweethearts. There's so many people in love and they want to be at Disneyland together in love. So we're going to go and do Sweetheart Nights so many times. End of January, early February. And of course, February 14th.
Yeah. So Sweethearts Night, you don't have to go with a sweetheart. In fact, I was just telling Jessica, we're going to be down there together during one of those nights. We should go as a sweetheart. So I was joking with her.
I know. And I was thinking that my husband might be down there with me, but we're already going the next month. And like, there is no way he can handle going 2 months in a row. Then he will be like, bye, sweetheart.
It would be a different kind of Sweethearts Night, that's for sure. Okay, so with Sweethearts Night, this is one that went on sale by the time you're watching it. It's already gone on sale December 12th. We don't know at this point if it's sold out or not because we're recording this before then. Tell us some of the stuff that they're going to give us.
Okay, so one of my personal highlights, if I decide to attend, is going to be a royal ball near It's a Small World where you will get to dance along with princesses and princes and Disney characters. So there's a lot of little dance parties, but that one really appeals to me. I want to see, because a lot of times you're seeing rare characters at these parties and we don't get to see a lot of the princes. So that will be cool.
There's going to be that. There's going to be unique photo opportunities, right? And other things that you can do. Sometimes they have special treats that come out for these After Dark events.
They've already listed some.
I know. Like, tell us.
So some of them for Sweethearts.
Yeah.
Sweethearts Nights, they have shortbread cookie churro with strawberry cheesecake dipping sauce. And at Cafe Daisy, there will be a fried heart-shaped ravioli. That's so great.
Cute. That's awesome. That's exciting. And I've always been torn on after dark events. Some of them I felt have been worth it. Some of them I've been a little disappointed. The Christmas one. But
one that has never come back. That's why. One that's
never come back. So yeah, I think that this one sounds great, and I'm actually really excited for it. I am having a debate with myself whether I go on a earlier trip that I might be with my family, or whether I go with you and my other, Disney loving friends, and we'll see what happens. I don't know. Okay.
I know.
The next one though, this is the one I'm most excited for. And I'm so sad it's only going on two nights because I have to go to this one. I have to. This one, I love that we have the price for this one. I found it. It's $139. I think they were able to say that because it's only two nights. Like, it's not so spread out where it's going to affect the cost. Tell us what it is.
It is every 90s kid's dream. It is Disney Channel Night.
Yeah.
And it's March 5th and 7th. What did you scroll through the highlights of that? Because
it's going to be amazing. I did. Okay. I got to tell my favorite one and then you can tell some of the others. My favorite is that there's going to be karaoke and Disney trivia in the Golden Horseshoe.
Oh girl. See, I missed that. I haven't even read through all of it because this literally just came out before we started recording.
Yeah.
So, do you have another highlight that you want to share?
I just like that there's going to be Phineas and Ferb characters doing a dance party in Tomorrowland. They're going to have things with it doesn't say specifically what, I don't think, but they'll have stuff with Lizzie McGuire and they'll have the High School Musical pep rally going on. Okay, you share some.
I mean, I just have to say, Mom, Phineas and Ferb are having a dance party at the stage in Tomorrowland, right? Of course, that one. And then you mentioned High School Musical. Love that. Hopefully,
Cheetah Girls
will be there.
Oh, that would be cool. Cheetah Girls is happening.
Cheetah Girls for sure. Oh, Teen Beach Movie. That isn't as big a fandom as some of these other ones, but I love Teen Beach Movie. So they're going to have some of photo backdrops for Lizzie McGuire, Cheetah Girls, Teen Beach Movie. And those are really popular. And I'm guessing that a lot of people are going to be dressing up as these Disney Channel characters. And that in itself is going to be something to see. Let me tell you.
Because what else is from the 90s and you could do? I mean, it came to theaters, but you could still do it. Powerline.
Okay. I was thinking the wand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They did have that.
Get those chopstick light
Expo. The photo op for that. So they should have that.
Yes.
I mean, it's somewhere in a warehouse, so they should bring that there. I'm going to tell you some of the food.
Okay.
And if you recognize some from some of these shows, I don't know if it's a nod to or whatever, then let me know. Otherwise, if you're listening and you know a reference, let me know. Okay. So let's see. Few items to expect are mini banana burritos and a tropical banana punch.
Okay.
Chili cheese loaded nachos, s'mores donut skewer, and more to come. So
okay.
I'm feeling like the, let's see, which one? Banana burrito? That's got to be from something.
It's probably from Phineas and Ferb or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. So yeah. We'll have to look that up.
Yeah. Okay. So we have that one. And then they announced the one that we all know about and we talked a little bit about in last episode. They have a whole season for this thing. How many are there? It's Star Wars night. It's big.
Eight nights.
Eight nights.
Eight nights for Star Wars night. And that will happen during Season of the Force as well.
Interestingly enough, though, because of how the dates fall, there is not one on May the 4th.
You're right. Or 5th.
or 5th, because those are a Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday, something like that. I'll have a calendar. Okay. So they try not to do a ton on the weekends. And right. So I just found that interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Cinco de Mayo. So what does that have to do with Star Wars? I don't know, but that's what I'm celebrating. Can you tell I'm a huge Star Wars fan?
But they did announce something also, Season of Force, and we didn't talk about this last episode. So I do want to talk about it because I'm hoping it will also be something they do on Star Wars nights, is that they're going to have a firework viewing experience in Galaxy's Edge now.
Okay.
Which is interesting because it's going to be the Pixar Pals show.
Okay.
Will they have different music? Have they been able to time it so that there's different
music? No music yet. There hasn't been. I watched from Galaxy's Edge on Halloween. That was the last time I watched from Galaxy's Edge.
Right now they do no music, but because they're doing the special viewing, I would think you would need to. It is one of my favorite places to view the fireworks because they just look huge right there. And it's less crowded, but I don't think it will be after this.
Totally.
So anyways, that was interesting. We forgot to mention it last time, so I had to throw it in there.
That's cool.
And then we have one more After Dark event during this period that was announced. And that, I am not surprised that it's back because it sold out so quickly. But I am surprised it's still only, 2 nights again?
Yes.
And that is?
Pride Night.
Yeah.
I can't believe that there's only 2 nights because it was, it had the most hype out of any After Dark night I've ever seen. It gave me the most FOMO from any After Dark I've ever seen. And that is why that one is on my list.
Yes.
Talk about costumes and attire. Bring it on. Everybody had the best time. It looked amazing. So many dance parties. All the things that I love.
I did not see any mixed reviews on the event. Like a lot of times you'll get, even if there's a lot of people that hype it up, you'll still have the people that are like, I didn't like this. This was it. It wasn't worth it. This event, I only saw positive things. That's not to say there weren't some people. I'm sure someone somewhere said something not positive. They're haters. They can go away. It just seemed amazing.
So here's a funny tidbit about Pride Night from last year. Okay, so all the After Dark events are at night and they go very late. So, you know, if you're thinking about bringing a kid to these, know that the ticket prices are the same for ages 3 and up. So a few of my friends went to Pride Night, but I asked one of them who gives critiques for a living. I'll just say that much. Not in the Disney space, but sometimes it overlaps. And I was like, how was Pride Night? And he was like, it was amazing. There were no kids. And I'm like, oh, yes. Because sometimes we Disney adults just want Disneyland to ourselves. I can't guarantee it's going to be the same this year in 2024, but I'm putting out my calendar June 18th and 20th, and I'm hoping to make that happen. And I'm going to start looking for outfits now.
Yeah. So I will say I do know a few people that did take kids last year. So it's not that nobody takes kids, but there's just not that many at these.
And they're allowed.
Yeah. Oogie Boogie Bash is one because it's trick-or-treating, because it's Halloween. So many more people bring kids. But all of these over at Disneyland are a lot more adults than kids because of the fact that they are late and they're aimed at the adults. Like, honestly, they're aimed at adults to come in and have this fun and kind of live the things that you wish you could have done when you were younger, you know? So it's really great. And I'm excited for all these, but I think we do have to touch on Oogie Boogie Bash because even though we don't have the dates, we hinted at this last episode that we think there could be more Oogie Boogie Bashes, and that's why they're starting Halloween so early this year. But let's talk about Oogie Boogie Bash because our audience, if you're watching because you're going to Disneyland with kids, that's what you most likely are interested in. I like Oogie Boogie Bash. I like it way better than the previous party. However, we talked about this a little bit last episode. And to me, it's where there's not enough new stuff. So I don't feel like I'm still excited about it. I still love it. Mm-hmm. But because it's been selling out so quickly, we don't think they're going to change anything, right?
Right. So being that it's the same, or let's just assume that's going to be the same and maybe like one other villain or something. Do you feel like there will be just as many return Oogie Boogie guests?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. And one reason I think that is because just the fact that you can dress up in the costumes and how much people go all out for these costumes, I think, especially when you get into like the creator space, and a lot of magic key holders are creators, influencers, they want to show off those costumes, right? And so there's that time. Also, it's just a very popular event for a lot of families. It's a tradition now. They go there. You get so much candy, and it's the good candy, not the like gum that's going to break your teeth. It's like Mars candy. So
yeah,
I just think it's going to remain that popular. And we talked last episode how they might need to start limiting how many tickets an account can purchase, instead of just how many tickets for a specific party in one transaction. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love it. I didn't go last year, but I am planning to hopefully go this year because I didn't go last year and I kind of missed it.
Either way you look at it, After Dark events are an upgrade because you're paying, either you're coming on a trip and you're adding a night to it, mm-hmm. or you are just going for that. And we do need to mention that the rides are open during these After Dark events. Yes. So while it's so focused on the theme and the special events that are happening, do know that the rides and attractions are open. So like, yes, you can go to Sweethearts Night and not do anything to do with the event and just go because you want to ride low wait times. That's absolutely something you can do. And is an interesting strategy, especially for those who are local or maybe in town for like a quick business trip or something like that.
Yeah. And I'll say, so like my friend loved the Christmas one that we all are, it didn't come back.
That's so funny.
Because of the fact she looked at it as her teenagers would have a heyday with the rides and not having to wait in any lines. So mm-hmm. when you consider that a one-day ticket is all often more expensive than these events, and that's without park hopping, so you'd still be stuck in one park. It might be worthwhile for some people to do that instead of a park ticket, especially if you're only going one day. What I will say, though, is you have to be careful because not everything necessarily will be open. Like sure. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is often not included as an open area during these events. Star Wars Nights, it is, because obviously people would riot if it wasn't. But for most of the other nights, it doesn't include Galaxy's Edge, at least in the past. So that is one thing to keep in mind. And the other thing to keep in mind is when you're thinking about whether or not you're going to go, is yourself and if you'll actually last the night. And so
are you talking to someone in particular? Because I am the biggest Disneyland night owl there never was. I have big hopes every night. And
rarely make it the fireworks. Yeah.
You did. I did close it last time.
But I mean, it's like, if you are someone that cannot last all day, don't plan to rope drop that morning, stay all day, and then go to your party too. Also, if you need sleep, don't plan to rope drop the next morning because you're going to be out late. And what happened after you closed? How late did you sleep the next day? You know?
Ooh, I think not too bad, because I think my dad came and took me to breakfast. I'm trying to remember what we did. No, he didn't. We went lunch.
Lunch, yeah.
I don't know what I did that time, but I can't sleep in. That's my problem. So like, it doesn't matter if I stay up late. I'm usually up by 8. That's like sleeping in. But yeah, I mean, I went with friends. They had a little 2-year-old and they stayed open to close. And I went and took a nap and it was still hard for me to stay closed. Like they were showing me up, you guys.
I'm sure the 2-year-old took a nap in the stroller.
She did. Okay. Yeah, she did.
But we always are like, okay, like we went in the summer, so it's a late closing time, you know, and we stayed until like 11:30, 11:45, and one of my twins just looked at me and goes, "I'm tired. Can we go now?"
It's been a good Disneyland day, let me tell you.
All right. So let us know which one of these after dark events you are most looking forward to in 2024, and we will see you real soon at Disneyland.